Stop laughing. This is erotic.
I'm on a new medication, and I think it's making me hallucinate.
I would have been a Ted Bundy victim.
Yeah. I had no idea that so many people out there felt the same way I did. Now I want a pina colada.
An acquired taste.
Welcome to a bonus episode of an acquired taste podcast. I'm Kathleen.
I'm Bethany.
So, Bethany.
Yeah, Kathleen.
There's this thing on Netflix that you're going to hate, but I want you to watch it. I don't know. You might like it. It's called Virgin River.
That was my phone. Sorry.
That was my phone also. Maybe we're both getting the same Twitter notification.
Yeah. Wait, Virgin River?
Virgin River on Netflix. This is my expert analysis, and I tweeted this out a few days ago. It is the heartwarming life lessons of Seventh Heaven.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The dramatic scene transition music of This Is Us.
Okay.
The small town drama of The Gilmore Girls.
Okay.
And the medical factor of Heart of Dixie.
Okay, so none of those are shows that I actually watch.
Yeah, I know, but I'm telling you, you need to watch this one.
So can I guess what it's about
uh-huh.
based on this? Because I know what those shows are about.
Go ahead.
Is it about uh-huh. a small town?
Mm-hmm.
Family is involved.
Uh-huh.
You said medical, right?
Uh-huh.
So someone in the family is a doctor.
Yes.
Dealing with the small town but very serious issues that people have medically.
Yes.
And the family that surrounds this person.
Yes.
Holy cow.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Wait, so tell me about the show. It sounds awful.
Bethany, it is the most delicious, just like turn your brain off binge watching thing I've seen in a very long time. It's this woman, and I don't want to give too much away, but she used to be married and then she moves to this small town like Podunk, California. She's like the city girl from LA.
Oh, gosh.
She like walks into the town bar, like, you know, it's a dive bar, and she's like, I would like to order a Cosmo.
Oh, she's out of touch.
But here's the thing. She is an incredible nurse, and she's really good at saving lives.
Okay.
So this is her, like, starting new.
Okay. Why isn't she a doctor?
She's a nurse practitioner. She's almost there.
She's good.
She's just...
Out of curiosity, has she forgotten the meaning of Christmas?
No.
Because that's the only thing that this show is missing.
My mother is not, she hasn't verbalized to me that she's so desperate for a grandchild. But I did get a text message from her the other day that was a list of names of children from Hallmark movies that she think might be good for my husband and myself if we ever do decide to procreate.
Mom girl Kathleen is like nailing the passive aggressive.
What is your mom passively aggressively texting you about right now?
She doesn't.
Yeah, that's not
she
her style.
She doesn't do it. No, she will internally and then externally process something that's bothering her, and then she would just say it directly to me after like psyching herself up, because that's how we all kind of roll.
That is why your mom is amazing.
Yeah, she's pretty great. We were talking a little bit about this with engineer Casey when you came in. Casey and I were discussing it. So I made the accidental drunk purchase.
Okay.
Of commissioning a portrait from Ariana Richards, best known as playing Lexi in the original Jurassic Park.
Was that the child role?
The blonde child who almost fell out of the ceiling and got like chomped by velociraptors.
My favorite scene from that movie is when they're in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And what kind of dinosaur like basically goes nose to nose with her?
The velociraptor. Yeah. So she now is an oil painter, a paintress.
Of course.
So I got drunk and commissioned a painting from her. She emailed me back this morning.
That is the most Bethany thing you've ever said. Last time you got drunk and made a purchase, it was a 400-pound car catalog from the University of Pennsylvania.
So she emailed, and I got the email this morning, which is what reminded me that I had commissioned it. She said, "Dear Bethany, thank you for contacting me recently and for your question about commissioning a painting in oil. We want to give you more information on the painting. My gallery director will email you later. I just wanted to say it would be my pleasure to work with you to create a painting that you will treasure. Ariana." And then her signature has a black and white still from the movie Jurassic Park.
Stop
as her signature.
That's actually really charming.
I love her.
I always get thrown off when people are named Ariana that aren't Ariana Grande.
Right. I always try to remember her name, and I always go Huffington, no. Grande, no. And then I have to Google it. So I'm going to try to back out because I don't think I can afford a fully commissioned oil painting.
She has a gallery manager, so... that's something.
Do you think I should come?
She's not like an Etsy. You know how like Etsy artists basically manage themselves?
Yeah.
This is like big time.
Unless she is her own gallery director, which I've done in the past.
You know, I was just thinking about this today because now that I'm working for myself, I'm doing like a lot of my own graphic design and whatever. Yeah. I keep seeing these memes on Instagram for graphic designers that's like, oh, okay, well, hang on. Let me have my marketing team take a look at that. And it's like me, also the marketing team.
Yep, totally. When I first became like an independent artist, whatever you're called, whatever, I pretended to have an assistant and would just like email from. But then I was like, that's too much work. I don't remember who
that's
I
That's not too
like,
much work. That
no,
is the dream,
it was too
Bethany.
Much work.
Because then when you don't get back to them in a timely manner, you're like, oh, my assistant, she's the worst.
She's the worst. And it's like, it's there. The woman who started IT Cosmetics, Jamie Kern.
She, I freaking love IT
she's
Cosmetics.
Great. Yeah. She would use her middle name as another employee and it was still her, like when she first started the company.
That's so like, funny.
She was Jamie and then it was like Anne was her assistant, but Anne is like her middle name, whatever.
You know
name
what?
Is.
That's actually kind of genius because like maybe in the mornings she wants to be Anne and she wants to like answer customer problems, you know? And then in the afternoon she's herself like CEO and creator and owner of the business.
Yeah, it's a good idea. By the way, you look charming as all hell today.
Oh, thank you so much.
Kathleen recently got a haircut.
I did. I chopped it all off.
I feel like it's a new you.
It was very Jersey of me, the off. I chopped it all off.
You're wearing like a very flowy jade green sort of caftan situation.
It's it's like a muumuu. You know what? We'll put a picture on our Instagram.
Yeah.
Outfit
like
of the day. OOTD.
OOTD. What are we talking about on the bonus today, Kathleen?
We are doing listener advice.
Love.
But before we get into listener advice, a taste bud posted this in our fan group and they want to know. And I don't want to put you on the spot, Bethany, but it's about you and Dennis. Mm. You and Dennis are both wearing rings on your wedding hand.
Oh.
Did you secretly get married?
No.
Damn it.
No. We bought rings at the Winchester Mystery House.
Oh, and that's right. Yeah, that's right.
So sometimes we wear them on that hand.
People are noticing. People are noticing.
Yeah, no, we didn't get married. If we were to get secretly married, we would like reveal the information in like an insanely fun way, but no.
I would be devastated as not to be there.
No, and you would be there.
Thank
it
you.
Would just be a secret. Yep, you couldn't tell anyone.
I'm going to live stream it. So
you know you can't because it's going to be a secret.
No, I'm going to live stream it on our Acquired Taste Podcast Instagram.
You're screwing yourself over.
Insta
like
live.
Because now you it's a secret, so now you won't be invited and your feelings are going to get hurt.
I am fascinated by people who just go on Insta Live with no plan.
Yeah, I know. Where's your show outline?
Where's your rundown?
I need to know what you're doing every 5 to 6 minutes.
What are your hot topics?
I mean, you tweeted something today from our podcast account about the woman who went on Facebook Live because she accidentally hugged a man who she thought was washing her car, but he was washing his own car. And I'm like, girl, to have the trust in yourself that your Facebook Live is going to be interesting enough without having any sort of show prep.
Yeah. No.
Beyond me.
I would need like a full production team to go Facebook Live.
Yeah. I'd never do it.
Speaking of that story that I tweeted out. So this woman, she was sitting in front of a Wawa in her car. This is the most hilarious story I've heard in a long time.
And for those of you who aren't in this part of the country, Wawa is like a really great gas station.
Good sandwiches.
Yeah.
All around snack gas place.
Yeah.
So she's sitting in front of a Wawa in her car and she's reading stories on Facebook about how people are so wonderful and doing good deeds during the holidays.
Yeah.
So she's in a really jovial mood.
Yeah.
She feels really giving. She walks into Wawa. She buys something. Then she turns around. She sees that the woman behind her is only buying a can of ginger ale. Mm-hmm. So she says, lady, I'm going to buy your ginger ale for you. Mm-hmm. And the woman is like, oh my God, thank you, thank you, thank you. And so obviously helping others, you help yourself in return.
Yeah.
It makes you feel better.
Totally.
She goes outside and she's on such a high that she sees a man cleaning her windshield.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, are you kidding me? The holiday spirit is in the air. This man, this random stranger man, is cleaning my windshield. Turns out it wasn't her car. He was cleaning his own windshield and she ran up to him and hugged him.
She had like hugged him and said, I love this time of year. And, like, and he's just staring at her.
He's like, what the hell, lady? Get away from me.
So like, it's gone viral, but I never would have gone on Facebook Live to tell that story because I never would have trusted that the story would have been good enough to go viral at all.
I don't know.
I have major respect.
Listen, you want a good night? This is what I'm going to do on this Friday night tonight. My husband's not home. He's traveling.
Okay.
I'm going to go home. I'm going to open up my Fire Stick.
Yeah.
I'm going to go on the Facebook Watch application on my Fire Stick.
Yeah.
I'm just going to crack a bottle of wine and just watch every random live video. I was watching a press conference in Malaysia the other day.
Was it interesting?
Yeah. I mean, I can't understand what they're saying, but no. It sounded serious.
The last Facebook Live, but it wasn't even live because it was at that point viral, so I just watched it. It was the woman who went into the zoo where you can feed the animals from your car, and she was like yelling at all the animals to not be too greedy. And like, I think it went on for 15 minutes. It was highly entertaining. But again, I don't know.
On your Fire Stick, Bethany, open up the Facebook Watch app.
Yeah.
That's a good Friday night. There's a lot of content there.
I've been watching, there's a new season of Midsummer Murders out now.
Of course, yeah.
And the third episode of season, I want to say it's 21,
is
it all has to do with bees. And so like there's this colony, no pun intended, within Midsummer that there's like this bee raiser who's really into bees and like making sure everyone gets really like high quality honey.
Yeah.
And then people start getting murdered. Because, Kathleen, there's been a murder.
There's been a murder.
And one of the people who's murdered is strung up and turned into a candle. Like, he's covered in wax, and a wick is coming out of his head. And then they CGI'd a flame on the wick. And so the flame is huge.
So they're burning his body.
As a candle.
His candle body.
Yeah, yeah. And the person
That's
who's...
fucked up.
It's fucked up. The person who's doing all the murders is wearing an exaggerated beekeeper outfit. So it's like... it's a little over the top, but season 21, like they're running out of things to do.
Listen, bees are a hot topic right now.
They are.
Save the bees.
Save the bees.
Uh-huh. All right, let's get into some listener advice now that we've talked about a lot of nothing. Tis the season to get cozy.
I want to get cozy. I want to get cozy with you.
What's that Danish word?
Hygge.
Hygge.
Huge.
I have a book on that. I haven't read it yet. I'm just waiting for the right cozy day.
Being cozy is the best, and one of the best places to do it is on your couch.
And that is why we love partnering with Joybird, because they have the coolest, most colorful, just like funkiest furniture that you've ever seen for prices that are crazy affordable.
Yeah, if you've always wanted your own unique piece of furniture, Joybird is the place to start. They have over 50 fabric and leather options, 3 shades of wood, over 250 unique silhouettes, so that is a lot to choose from.
Yeah, it's customizable furniture made to order.
Yeah.
So if you want a tufted couch that's like peacock turquoise, you can do it.
Yeah.
If you want a leather couch that's like, I don't know, white, and then you want like dark wood legs, you can do it.
You can do it. With Joybird, your personal one-of-a-kind style should match your furniture. And whether you're more of like a neutral person or you want a crazy pop of color, Joybird can build it for you.
And they send you free fabric swatch kits so you can touch and feel all the fabrics, look at them, see the colors in your home before you decide to buy, which is essential. What does this look like against my walls?
Totally. What does it look like against my husband?
Yes.
Also, if you're like, oh, but I have kids and pets, I can't have nice things. Wrong. You are wrong.
Wrong.
They have kid and pet friendly upholstery options too, a range of them, so your creations can stand the test of time and the wrath of your furry friends and the wrath of your puking toddlers.
And the quality that you're going to get with Joybird is unmatched by any other, because all Joybird handcrafted pieces come with a limited lifetime warranty, and they're made from real wood, not wood with all those harmful chemicals, and they use responsibly sourced materials.
They have a 365 day home trial, so skip the furniture store, bring the showroom home to you. Create furniture that matches your own fearless style at joybird.com/taste.
Free returns within 2 weeks of delivery.
See how Joybird can help make your dream space a reality today at joybird.com/taste.
All you have to do is go to joybird.com/taste to receive an exclusive offer of 25% off of your first order by using our code TASTE.
So again, go to joybird.com/taste and use the code TASTE to get 25% off your first order.
Hit me with an email.
So, first and foremost, I just want to blanket. We've been getting like a disproportionately high number of emails from people, mostly women, asking about mostly men.
Yeah.
in that these guys that they're in relationships with are being either emotionally abusive, one involved actual rape within her relationship. One was just a lot of like the person that they're with is not making them feel in any way safe or emotionally heard or happy or anything in the relationship. And they're wondering, should they feel guilty for not feeling happy or good? And so I just want to say, like, no matter the gender of the person you're with, like, if you're in a relationship and you feel very alone, or the person is forcing you to have sex when you don't want to, or they aren't hearing you when you say what you need or how you're feeling.
Yeah, or they're not respectful and they're not kind. The two most basic building blocks of a relationship. If they're not respectful of you and they're not kind, like, peace out.
Yeah, like, you don't have to feel apologetic or feel like you need an excuse to get out of that relationship or to work on it.
Yeah.
You don't need permission and you don't have to fix anyone. There's a whole generation, there's multiple generations of women who have been taught that you have to fix the relationship and it's your job to make sure everything's okay. It's not. If the person you're with isn't holding up their end of the bargain and they're not being a nice person, time to leave.
Sometimes it's not till death do us part.
Right.
Sometimes it's like, till death do us, I'm the fuck out of here because you're an a-hole.
Because you're not being a nice, good human.
Yeah.
So just across the board. We're not doing one of those because I just started getting really mad. We're going to do something else, but it needs to be said. Okay. Let's talk about this.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to change her name and I'm going to change the celebrity's name.
Did someone hook up with a celebrity?
Okay.
Are you kidding me? Yes, this is so juicy.
Okay, hold on. Let's call her...
Kelly Kapowski.
She says, hey.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to preface this by letting you know I am 98% sure that I am overreacting. However, it's a super fun thought, so I'm going to let it rock and I want y'all's opinion. I'm Kelly Kapowski. This story is about a rapper and his brother. So if you could leave their names out of it, that would be fantastic.
A rapper and his brother.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So we'll call the rapper Pillow.
Okay.
And we'll call the brother...
Lil Pillow.
Okay. So, again, I'm fully aware that the story sounds nuts, but I'm a huge fan of Pillow and Lil Pillow. I've seen them in concerts a bunch of times, slept outside for VIP tickets to Good Morning America to see them, flew to their hometown for a small concert hours away only to fly back the same night. I'm obsessed. And they're coming to my city in a few months for a concert. Here's where it gets a little interesting, she says. Number one, about a month ago, Lil Pillow, the brother, followed me on Instagram.
Oh, that's a development, right?
Yeah. I fangirled, but no biggie. This happens, especially with how often I tag them.
Not no biggie.
Right.
Like, this celeb that you love followed you.
Yeah.
Throw a damn party.
Number two. 2 weeks later, Lil Pillow followed me on Twitter, and he liked a few tweets.
Oh, snap. Uh-huh. He knows your name, girl.
Yep. She says, again, super cool, but no big deal. Number three. Last week, I woke up to a DM from Lil Pillow. I had posted a picture wearing a t-shirt that says, "Your man crush Monday likes fat girls." He shared my own post with me and said, "Your shirt tells no lies." Kissy face, kissy face. So I think Kelly Kapowski's a bigger girl.
Okay.
Was wearing a shirt that's like, you know, "Your man likes girls like me." And then Lil Pillow was like, "You know it."
Is this a love triangle between a taste bud and Eminem and Nick Cannon?
No, because they are not happy with each other.
They hate each other.
Okay. So then she says, by the way, this is a verified page. Pillow and their dad and whole family follow Lil Pillow's page. So it's like him. It's absolutely him.
This is driving me nuts because I cannot figure out in real life who they are. Did she say it in the email?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want me to whisper it?
Yeah, just tell me. Oh, he's hot.
I know.
The old Pillow is hot.
I know.
I don't know what Lil Pillow looks like, but Big Pillow is married.
Right, but that's not who she's talking to.
I know.
She's talking to Lil Pillow.
Yeah.
Okay. So, of course, I freak the fuck out, says Kelly Kapowski. I try to stay cool and reply with a, "Hey, thanks." He likes my reply immediately. He replies with some emojis, goes onto my Instagram, and starts liking old selfies of me from, like, months ago.
Stop it.
He sends me another one of my posts of a tattoo I have of Obama and some more emojis and says, "You're super cool. Cool, where are you from?"
Okay.
So I tell him where I'm from.
Uh-huh.
Meanwhile, I keep getting notifications that he's liking my pictures. I posted on my Insta story, quote, "I am in the Twilight Zone," and he reacts to it. He replies something along the lines of, "When I'm there, we need to hang out."
Oh, snap. He's not playing it cool. No. He wants to get in her pants.
He's
Lil
straight
Pillow
up.
Wants
yeah.
some pants.
Yeah. He's going to get some pillow pants. So again, I try not to seem like a weirdo and say something like, don't play with me. You'll be here on this particular date. And he replies, yes, I will. So crazy as fangirl moment, I was losing my mind, calling my brothers, who are also huge fans of Pillow and Lil Pillow, resisting the urge to post about it on social media. Good. Don't post about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no.
Okay. So since this day last week, he's been reacting to my stories on Instagram with a little flame emoji or heart eyes.
Yeah, because he's gearing up to see you, girl.
Yeah, Lil Pillow has it for Kelly Kapowski. Okay. Plot twist, she says. His girlfriend's business page, who I don't follow, also views my stories on occasion.
He has a girlfriend?
Uh-huh.
Aw, man.
Lil Pillow always views my stories. He has almost 300,000 followers on Instagram and only follows a couple hundred people. So here's my questions. Number one, am I tripping? No.
No, you're not tripping.
No.
It's really happening to you.
Yeah. Number two, what's your theory as to why he's communicating so much?
Well, he wants to get in your pants.
Yeah. So my theory as to why he's communicating so much, he's about to go on tour or he's on tour.
And he's setting up ladies.
I think he's setting up ladies in different cities. That's my guess.
Honeys so, in different zip codes.
Yeah. So, Kelly, this is exciting, but A, he has a girlfriend, and B, like, whatever, you're probably not the only one he's doing this with. He's probably... Yeah.
She might be okay with that.
I mean, if you're okay with that, you do you. But it's probably not, like, meant to be. It's probably, like, one person per city or a couple people per city.
It's a fun party fact to pull out. Like, when you're a little bit tipsy and you want people to like you, you're like, hey, I hooked up a Lil Pillow.
Okay, so then number three, why is his girlfriend looking at my page?
Because he follows you, and she's probably stalking everybody that he follows.
She probably is seeing his activity, because you see what your friends on Instagram do. She's probably getting like,
no, not anymore.
Really?
Yeah, Instagram got rid of activity.
Oh.
Which is a blessing for me, because now I can like stuff that I didn't want people to know I liked.
Well, this was written kind of a while ago, so they may have not gotten rid of that yet.
There you go, yeah.
By the way, she sent a picture of her Obama tattoo. It's well done.
Wait, turn your computer around. I want to see.
This one. Hold on.
Oh, that's an excellent tattoo.
Yeah, it's
it
a great
really
likeness.
Looks like him.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Back to this. I think his girlfriend saw that he was like commenting on all your stuff, and she's keeping an eye on you.
Yeah.
Number four, what do his crazy emojis mean? I mean, I think he's flirting.
Yeah, that's digital flirting.
Yeah.
It's the year 2019.
Yeah.
It's just like an eggplant, fire, squirt. That means that I want to get with you.
So she says, I have so many questions, no answers, but hopefully this could mean I get to meet them in a few months. I mean, yeah.
That's a big deal. Big Brother is a big deal.
Yeah, Big Brother is a really big... Pillow is
he's like,
a big deal.
He has a Grammy.
Yep.
He's like big time.
Yeah,
his album is excellent.
I would say, by the way, she's darling too, by the way. Kelly Kapowski is like... stunner.
Kelly, if you can go into this with your eyes open, realizing that you're never going to get married to Lil Pillow, ever.
Yeah.
And you just want a good hookup story. But girl, if he's got a honey.
He's got a honey.
If he's got a honey bunny in every state, wear protection. Well, wear 7 dental dams, for goodness sakes.
But he may be having honeys in different states, but he also has like an official honey.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, yeah.
So, okay. So, Kathleen, let's say you're single. Mm-hmm. Let's say, who's someone that you just love?
Oh, Joshua Jackson.
Okay, so let's say Joshua Jackson's on a tour. He's on a book tour. Mm-hmm. He wrote a book.
Okay.
It's about all of the things.
The behind the scenes of Dawson's Creek.
Of Free Willy. Was he on Free Willy?
No. Maybe. No.
Who was that?
I'm not right. He was in the hockey movie, Ducks.
The Mighty Ducks.
Yeah.
Filmed in Minnesota.
And more importantly, Dawson's Creek.
I get Joshua Jackson, Jonathan Jackson, and Jeremy Jordan.
The only one that matters is Joshua Jackson.
Okay, so let's say Joshua Jackson writes his memoir. It's called like Nah Was My Creek.
Nah Was My
Untold version of Dawson's Creek.
Yeah,
he comes to tour. He comes to Hoboken, New Jersey. Uh-huh. He stops at the bookstore.
Yeah,
and in the meantime, as on his way there, he's DMing you, and he was like, "Girl."
Yeah, and I was like,
But you know that he's like
he's
got a girlfriend.
Yeah, I would hook up with him.
Would you anyway?
Yeah, absolutely.
No worries about it.
Yeah. Nah, he's trash. I'm never going to see him again. I'd hook up with him.
Is he trash because he's famous, or is he trash because he's flirting with you while having a girlfriend?
Because he's flirting with me while having a girlfriend.
Okay.
But, I mean, like, I just want to say at a party. Guess what? I would like to make a formal announcement. I've hooked up with Joshua Jackson.
Would you go all the way, or would you just like fool around?
I would go all the way.
You would have the sex on Jeremy Jordan.
Yeah, because
Joshua Jackson.
You don't know if his relationship is like real. It might just be like for PR purposes.
True.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Might be open.
Yeah.
Okay, so all right, you would. Mm-hmm. I think I would be worried. I would be too worried.
Was she going to come after you?
Yeah, I would be too worried she's going to come after me.
Bethany, you are like, I mean, like, it's different, you and me. You have a name, and I'm just like the girl next door.
No,
like,
untrue.
No one would come after me. They'd be like, web girl Kathleen ruined my life.
But, like, she definitely, if she follows you on social media, because she follows Kelly Kapowski on social media, so she knows where you are, she could put you on blast.
I don't know.
You'd still do
what
it.
Is she going to blast me for? What is she
sleeping
gonna,
with her boyfriend.
Yeah, she doesn't know that. Where's the proof? Where's the proof? Other than, like, the likes and the DMs. Yeah,
that's a good point.
Yeah, where's the proof? You just be like, I don't know, bitch is crazy. I don't hook up with him.
Okay, well, Kelly Kapowski, we say to you, you know, go into this with an open eyes.
Yeah.
Open heart.
I would do it.
Don't catch feelings.
No, and don't catch STDs.
And don't catch STDs.
No.
All right.
All right.
Okay, so really quick update. We're not going to release the identity of the person.
Pill.
Of Lil Pillow.
Lil Pill.
But
we took a short break to do the googs.
Yeah, and we found out that we don't want to give away too much, but like, he definitely has more than just a casual girlfriend. We'll just say that.
Yeah, we don't want...
So does that change your attitude, Kathleen?
I think we can say they have
we
a kid
found
together.
Out that there's a child involved.
There's a child involved.
Yeah.
That changes my opinion.
Yeah.
I wouldn't touch that guy with a 10-foot pole.
Yeah, I would say no. I would say no. Because
there's a lot of online evidence that they are a family.
Yeah.
So...
And you know, as much fun as it is to say that you got to hook up with a celebrity or whatever, like, people are still people.
Don't break up families.
Don't. Yeah, and she's like, she's a real person who... You know, we don't know. I would say don't.
Yeah.
If you still want to go to the show, that's awesome. Like,
yeah.
Be a fan for sure. But, you know, until...
Take the high road.
Yeah, until you find out that
and
everything's
just,
clear. But
and sleep soundly at night knowing that he wanted to do the dirty with you.
Yeah, and he can't. You know why? Because he's taken. And you get to sleep with whoever you want, and you're choosing not to because he's taken.
And you get to sleep with somebody who can give you all of their attention, mm-hmm. and not just when they stop by your city.
Is Proper Pillow, is he single?
Proper.
Older Pillow?
Papa Pillow?
Papa Pillow?
Is there a dad
pillow?
Involved?
The brother, if the brother pillow is like single, go for him.
Yeah, I don't know.
Mm.
So, whew, Bethany.
Yeah.
What's the one thing that you would never, ever want to share?
That's a not fair question.
It is a fair question.
No, like, because then I'd be sharing it by definition.
Well, what's the one? No. I mean, like an object, like not like,
oh,
not like your deepest,
not
darkest secret. Yeah.
My baby blanket. No, my cats.
You wouldn't want to ever share your
no,
cats.
No, or my baby blanket.
Yeah.
Means too much. What about you?
Cats.
Yeah, no.
I'll share everything. I'm a
yeah.
sharer.
Yeah.
Growing up, I was thrilled to share whatever I had.
Yeah.
My brother was not a sharer.
Okay.
It was his.
He was
and
a hoarder.
He didn't touch it.
Yeah.
Whether it was food or clothing or technology, don't touch it.
Is he older than you?
No, he's younger than me.
Huh.
And I was really excited to basically share whatever. The one thing I don't like sharing are my pets. Like when
yeah.
I see somebody touching my cat in a not respectful way.
Oh gosh. Out of my house.
It really freaks me out.
Yeah. No, do you have like nightmares where you can't find them or
no.
they get, oh, I have nightmares. Nightmares.
No. What you do that you can't
yeah.
find your cats?
Or like they get out or they get taken away. Oh, I have nightmares. I love them so much. This is another reason that I cannot have children because the depth of love I have for my two cats is crippling. I cannot even imagine because I know the love you have for your own child is deeper, apparently.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to function.
That's crazy.
I love them too much.
I don't think I've ever dreamt about my cats.
I dream about them all the time. Just like of something awful happening and or like, oh, I can't even say it. Like, it's just so bad. I was actually on my way here today and I turned around and went back home to say goodbye to them one more time.
No, you didn't.
It's a big problem.
No, you, Bethany, you have a problem.
No, it's kind of a problem.
You have a major problem.
Yeah, we're working on it.
Ooh, do you talk about this in therapy?
Yeah.
Good.